The Money Wellness Podcast, presented by the Finance Bar, was created to dissect how our thoughts and emotions impact our financial decisions. I am your host, Marsha Barnes, and I'll provide practical prescriptions to improve the health of your finances. We'll discuss everything from incorporating financial wellness into your self-care routine, caring for aging parents, navigating the 50th bridesmaid request, and learning how to tackle financial anxiety with ease. Get ready for a financial checkup. This won't hurt one bit. Hello, and welcome back to the Money Wellness Podcast. My name is Marsha Barnes, founder of the Finance Bar. When the economy is all over the place, it can make you feel like you're always trying to find your footing on loose sand. In fact, for many of us, maintaining financial stability can seem nearly impossible when the economy is constantly fluctuating. I'll let you in on a personal strategy that I use. I refer to myself as a forever learner, and that doesn't necessarily mean that I feel that I need more degrees or certificates. It simply means that the reality of life is some positions or titles in our careers may not be forever, or the amount we earn may have ebbs and flows. That's not a negative realization. Understanding what professional skills I possess increases my confidence because it allows me to see all the options available to me, no matter what season of life I am in. No matter the market conditions, a well-crafted financial plan or the ability to pull out another skill when necessary can offer you a sense of security and the power to take control of your financial future. In this episode, How to Build Resilience in the Face of Economic Instability, I would like to provide some insight on how to move through various seasons when your financial journey may not feel like a straight path. So let's jump in. Number one, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said that all work carries its own dignity. Therefore, you should really keep an open mind about how you can generate income. If you've faced layoffs or increasing costs or creating a financial gap, there is no shame in using another skill to earn money. Number two, in difficult times, it is essential to build and rely on a community. Isolation can lead to despair. Talking through your worries with a trusted network or friends and family can yield new perspectives and solutions. So make sure that you strengthen your network. And number three, remember to be kind to yourself as you navigate financial challenges. You're doing your best with the information that you have. And I would like to imagine that we all are. Every step, no matter how small, gets you closer to achieving your goals. These three tips have helped me tremendously on my journey to money wellness. So I really want you to think on these tips and begin to build resilience, be transparent, and kind toward yourself. These are truly the cornerstones of financial success. If you are interested in creating financial stability for you and your family, or are unsure of where to start with creating smarter money habits, consider joining our community at the Finance Bar Members Club. You can learn more and join at thefinancebar.com/join. I look forward to connecting with you again soon.